Welcome to Electronic Jazz, 1 hour of fusion and smooth jazz from the 1960s to the present, hosted by Dr. Jazz and produced at the studios of KCHW in Chewelah, Washington. In the late 1960s and early 70s, when many jazz musicians were going electronic and fusing jazz with rock music, there were also rock bands who were influenced by jazz and moved in that direction. Steely Dan, Frank Zappa, Chicago, Blood, Sweat & Tears, Santana, and others. The Allman Brothers Band was another, so here's the Allman Brothers in 1970 from the album Idlewild South, doing In Memory of Elizabeth Reed. After that, saxophonist from Japan Sadao Watanabe will play Manhattan Paulista from his Elise album of 1988 with an all-Brazilian band. Thank you. We're listening to electronic jazz on this program hosted by me, Dr. Jazz. Guitarist Ray Obiedo will kick off this set with the title track from his 1995 Zuleya release. Then Patty Austin will sing Nobody to Dance With from Carry On of 1991. Keyboardist Jeff Lorber was born in Philadelphia in 1952. He began piano lessons at 4, attended the Berklee College of Music, and founded the group Jeff Lorber Fusion in 1977. Since then, he has made about 30 albums of his own and has appeared as a guest artist on many others. From his West Side Stories album of 1994, you'll hear Road Song. Thank you.
To understand.
Jazz electronica is the focus on today's program. Sax and flute man Nelson Rangel recorded New York, L.A. on the 1992 album In Every Moment. Another saxophonist, Paul Taylor, will play his alto on Anything You Say from his 2005 release Nightlife, vocal by Lauren Evans. After that, the Urban Knights will play Broken Mirrors from their third album of 2000.
Thank you. Baby,
This final set of electronic jazz will begin with bassist Stanley Clark, who was born in Philadelphia in 1951. He first played accordion and then violin, but settled on the acoustic bass because of his huge hands. He studied classical bass for 5 years and also learned to play the electric bass. He began his career in mainstream jazz, working with many prominent musicians. Clark teamed up with Chick Corea in 1972, and the fusion band Return to Forever was born. Clark began recording solo albums in 1974. Since then, he has been busy in various genres of music and has scored motion pictures and TV shows. From Clark's first album, you'll hear Power, with John Hammer on keys, Bill Connor on guitar, and Tony Williams on drums. And let's finish the program with one titled Snakes, from David Sanborn's 1992 Upfront release. Thanks for listening to Electronic Jazz, brought to you by Dr. Jazz from the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW in Chewelah, Washington.